yes?
Yeah, he can't even hear me when I'm farting hard, but he can't even hear me.
Okay, would you want to waive this hearing for today?
Hold on, man. Let me hear what they're saying.
He's already released in a month.
Yeah, I know. But we still got to have a little hearing, or you have to waive it or something.
Hello?
Yes. Can he, if you, can he waive the hearing for today? Is he willing to sign the form to waive the hearing for today, sir?
Yeah, let me, I'm going to write it down for him, see for what he said.
Okay. You will be talking to Mr. Johnson now, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
That'd be just continuous, isn't it?
I can't sleep too about 8 if I have line. Can I, you know, walk before what happens? Can you?
Officer?
Officer, you there?
Hello?
Okay, officer, you said that Mr. Shelby can't read and he can't hear, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and continue this hearing until we can get some type of communication established with Mr. Shelby. We tried to communicate with him. Would you just explain to him that we're going to continue this hearing until we're able to establish some communications with him? We will notify Peggy.
Okay. Where are the papers at?
Huh?
Where are they at?
Okay.
My pocket right here.
Oh, so you do can hear me.
Oh, I guess where it started. But now, an easy word. And I asked her, so what are you up to this morning, sweetheart? She said, about 5'2". And hell, I didn't know they touched it that high.
Well, hold on.
Well, I'm sorry. Where? Oh, here.
Officer, can you hear me?
Seriously,
yes.
And try to call from
this.
Please.
Yeah. I don't know why the officer can stay.
I don't know. Officer, you there?
He's only got 57 days left.
I know, but he has to agree to
But we can't come back to hearing.
Officer.
It should be continued.
Well, officer.
We have to get somebody to respond.
Officer.
Somebody down there I can talk to and tell him this.
Mr. Shelby.
Get it all over with. I heard you.
Officer.
The officer go away.
Mr. Shelby.
Mr. Shelley, can you hear me?
Huh?
Mr. Shelley, can you get the officer back on the phone, please?
Ain't nobody in here but me.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. They're at and shut the door.
So can you hear that, Mr. Shelley?
The whole paper's here to show you that I was supposed to got out November and August the 29th. And Vanilla is messed up all the way around. She thinks she's been insulted, and she's been throwing all the crap at me.
Mr. Shelley, can you hear it?
I got all the paperwork here to prove it. You want to see it in black and white. When I got back, why, they had TVs. You know, they were going to poke me up a TV, but Porter was. He went in and asked Vanilla, can Shelley have a TV?
He
called me a bitch. He ain't getting nothing.
Mr. Shelley, can you hear me? Mr. Shelley. Mr. Shelley.
I should have got out in May. I should have got out in August. And I'm still here.
Okay, can you hear me, Mr. Shelley?
Let me get this thing turned around where I can hear it a little bit better. Okay, speak up now.
Okay, can you hear me, sir?
I can hear someone, yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me plainly so we can conduct this hearing, sir?
I can't hear you. Couldn't understand that at all. Can you get somebody down here that I can show the papers and talk to them?
Okay, sir, do you understand that you're having that you are scheduled today for a hearing before the Executive Clemency Board?
I didn't get what you said there. I couldn't understand much of it. I'm a veteran.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service, sir.
I only got one here, and that's the other one.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm half deaf. Kind of hard to hear that one.
Where did the parole officer, where did the correction officer go to, sir?
Some people can talk to me. I can check to them. Others, I can't hear nothing.
Okay. Mr. Mill, maybe he can hear you. Maybe your voice is one of those voices he can hear.
I
can do it.
Well, sir, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I get up.
Can you understand what I'm saying to you, sir?
Okay,
I guess I don't have that voice.
What you say?
Ask them to get this. Where's the parole, the correction officer?
If you get somebody in here, I can talk to them and look. Show them the papers.
I know where the correction officer went to.
Why did he do it?
I was waiting up late for a few minutes.
This is just...
Oh, I know it. You don't have to talk to them, huh?
Yes.
And I don't think she got it so that she could overstep her authority ever since.
Okay, so... The corrections officer left the room and you're by yourself? Mr. Shelley?
Yeah, I heard the Shelley part.
Thank goodness.
Okay, you're in the room by yourself?
Did you do what?
I think he's in building 8.
Okay, just hang on.
He's at building 8.
I can't understand what you're saying there.
I don't think he's faking it either.
No, it's not. He's tired. He's like...
The only way to hold this is maybe in person. We'd have to go down to Tucson.
That should be understand this in person.
Is this the one we were talking about going to see?
I
don't know why
the cops are up pretty good. I can't hear her. I'm there. This time I can't hear nothing.
Got anybody I can show these papers to?
It doesn't.
Can this help?
How did they do that?
says he's in a wheelchair, so he's not able to go get the parole officer.
Yeah, but he could bang on the door and somebody would come. And start yelling. Somebody would come.
Well, disabled as he is, he should have somebody with him most of the time.
No.
A prisoner that pushes his wheelchair and stuff?
Not really.
I spoke with Peggy. She's gonna try.
She's on it.
What's going on?
Okay.
So.
Okay, come here.
Somebody just came.
Officer?
I want to show you.
Officer?
I'm here anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to come through, and I have to wait up to this woman, sweetheart.
Officer?
I said, we know this guy's that high. And she refused.
Hello?
By me. And then the woman at the other door come down and jumped me all over the chair. I didn't stop trying to both sides. Since then, that was in May. Okay. In May. In July, I was supposed to get out in August and 29th. But she turned right around and pushed me to go on probation. And that's when I get time to November the 16th. She forced me to go there and without any money.
Is there an officer in the room?
Yes, he's supposed to go.
Hello?
Yes.
All right.
Miss?
Did you stop
now? Every time for negligence.
Okay.
Please
excuse him,
Sullivan.
Can you say something straight up so I can hear what he said?
Officer?
Okay.
Officer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and continue Mr. Shelley's hearing because we are unable to establish communication with him that we can understand, and we'll notify Peggy that we were unable to communicate with him. We're going to continue the hearing until that time. Could you just advise Mr. Shelley that we're going to continue his hearing and try to establish a communication with him?
Okay, he could not hear me either. So.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to conclude this hearing at this time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.